"This isn't the usual protocol," Cauchy said, recalling the last time he returned to the Bazrul system. "However, we are still alive, so they do not perceive us as a threat. Perhaps we should transmit a message stating who we are, who we have escaped from, and telling them about the asteroid weapon."
Robert nodded. "Even if they don't reply, they will have heard our explanation for why we came here in a Shintanil combat craft. Also, it would make more sense if you delivered it, given your personal connections with them."
Cauchy agreed. It was sensible, so, after clarifying his thoughts, he spoke into the console's audio pickup, a small circular grill. In his summary, he detailed who they all were, who they had escaped from, and what they had come to warn the Raug about. After which, he sat back, exchanging the odd glance with Robert, but the comm channel remained silent. Some of the Heracles crew had gathered round, but when it became clear that no reply was forthcoming, they went back to their seats, cradling their stomachs or trying to relax. Robert surveyed them all for a moment, then leaned back, face unreadable, as he stared at the obscuring greyness. Dejected, Cauchy followed suit. They didn't have long to wait. Some minutes later, they were assailed by unannounced shifts in momentum, some quite sharp. Then, the curved grey surface lifted away to reveal a staggering sight. The gas giant Vaharant was a swirled and muddy immensity in the lower left, but the rest of that wide-open vista of high-orbit space was filled with an endless cloud of wreckage and debris. The full, undimmed horror of it confirmed his worst fears. The massive orbital city of Agmedra-A had been destroyed.
"Gone. It's gone,"
he whispered. It was a panorama of ruin, of torn structures, of pulverized detritus. Some of the nearer, larger fragments were almost shocking in their familiarity. The decorative trim from the edge of one of the docking platforms, or a distinctive M-pointed archway from one of the underdock doorways.
"So is our main thruster control," muttered Robert. "Disabled, so they want to keep us on a short leash."
Deeper into the zone of destruction were patches where the debris was denser and a couple that were slightly foggy, hazy. And here and there were huge, jagged sections around which small craft darted and hovered, spot beams stabbing and wavering, scenes of ongoing rescue attempts.
"Agmedra-A's residential population was nearly 250,000, he thought. "And the transient population could have been as high as 50,000. The death toll must be..."
He shook his head, but couldn't tear his gaze away.
"Still no communication," Robert said, studying the instruments. "That system defense ship has moved off some distance. However, there is some odd activity going on down in that gas giant."
He glanced up. "Aren't the Raug supposed to have cities down there?"
"So we are taught as children," Cauchy said. "I work down there, piloting a gravity tug, shifting ore cargoes up to orbit and to Agmedra-A. We heard tales of the Raug cities that drifted through the deep, but I never saw one.